Today, we're diving into the world of EdTech and how it's revolutionizing personalized learning. I'm really excited about this one because personalization is such a game changer for education.
Absolutely, Lisa. Personalization is all about meeting students where they are, their current knowledge, skills, and learning pace. And EdTech provides some incredible tools to make that happen.
Right. It's no longer about the one-size-fits-all approach. Instead, with the right tech, you can tailor lessons so that every student gets the right level of challenge and the right kind of support.
Let's start with a big question. Why should educators even use EdTech for personalization? What's the real benefit here?
Great question. First up, EdTech helps diagnose where students are starting from really quickly, and it can do this at scale. For example, a quick Google Forms quiz or a baseline diagnostic on a platform like Khan Academy can give you instant insights into which students need more help and who's ready for a challenge.
And once you know those starting points, adaptive systems can take over. They can provide practice that's tailored to each student's readiness level. That means students aren't wasting time on things they already know, or getting frustrated by work that's too hard.
Exactly. Plus, dashboards allow teachers to monitor progress in real time. You can see who's excelling, who needs a bit of reteaching, and who might benefit from small group instruction. And while the tech handles individual practice, you're free to give your attention to those smaller groups or one-on-one interventions.
That's such a powerful shift, isn't it? Instead of teaching to the middle of the class, you can meet students at their own level. But Lisa, I know some teachers worry that EdTech might replace them. What's your take on that?
Oh, that's such a common concern. But let me be clear, EdTech is a tool, not a replacement. It's there to amplify what teachers do best, engaging with students, providing meaningful feedback, and fostering those aha moments. Human interaction is still absolutely central to learning.
Right. It's about using the tech to free up time for those human connections, not replacing them. Let's talk about some of the core principles educators should keep in mind when using EdTech for personalization.
Sure. The first principle is to start from the learner's prior knowledge. This idea comes from educational theories like Aucibel's and Piaget's work. Using diagnostics before planning can really make a difference.
And it's not just about the starting point, is it? Formative assessment is another key principle, using tools to shape teaching in real time. It's about feedback over grades, right?
Exactly. Formative feedback helps students understand what they're doing well and what they need to work on. It's much more motivating than just slapping a score on a paper. And it supports metacognition, teaching students to set goals, self-evaluate, and reflect on their progress.
I love that. And the focus should always be on mastery and transfer, not just speed or scores. Small wins can build students' confidence and keep them motivated.
Absolutely. And let's not forget equity. Not every student has access to devices or reliable internet, so it's important to design lessons with offline alternatives in mind. Tech should extend access, not create barriers.
That's such an important point. Speaking of practicalities, let's get into the toolbox. What are some of the best tools and strategies for personalizing lessons with EdTech?
All right, let's break it down. For diagnostics, you can start with Google Forms or Microsoft Forms. They're quick, easy, and give you auto-scored results. If you prefer a low-tech option, a short paper pretest or even a simple show me what you know exit ticket can work wonders.
And once you've got that starting point, adaptive practice platforms like Khan Academy or IXL can really help. They create tailored learning pathways for each student, and you can monitor their progress on a dashboard.
Exactly. For formative assessment, tools like Kahoot, Quizzes, and Socrative are great for instant feedback and analytics. If your classroom has fewer devices, Plickers is a fantastic option. Students use cards, and you scan their responses with your phone.
I've heard a lot about spaced retrieval as well. Tools like Anki or Quizlet can help students practice key facts over time, which is great for long-term retention.
And let's not forget interactive multimedia. With tools like Edpuzzle, you can embed questions into videos, so students stay engaged and you can see where they struggled. PGT simulations are another favorite for hands-on science experiments.
Lisa, this is such an amazing list. But what about designing an actual personalized lesson? Can you walk us through a step-by-step workflow?
Of course. Step one is to run a diagnostic, something quick, like a 5-10 question Google form. Analyze the results and look at the mean and standard deviation to see how your students are clustered.
Then you group your students, right? You might have remediation, on-level, extension, and maybe even a project-based group.
Exactly. You can then prepare mini lessons for each group and assign personalized activities. For example, remediation might use a video and adaptive practice, while extension students tackle a challenge task.
And during the lesson, you monitor progress on dashboards and check in with students who are stuck. Then, after the lesson, you provide feedback and ask students to reflect on their progress.
Spot on. The final step is a mastery-based checkpoint. Students move forward when they demonstrate competence, not just because they completed a quiz.
What I love about this is how flexible it is. You can adapt it to any subject, maths, reading, science, and the tech just makes it all so much easier to manage.
Absolutely. And the best part is seeing how empowered students feel when they understand their own learning journey. It's transformative.
Well, Lisa, I think we've covered a lot today, from why EdTech is a game changer for personalization to the tools and workflows teachers can use right now.
We really have. And for our listeners, if you're feeling inspired to try something new in your classroom, just remember to start small. Even one diagnostic quiz or one adaptive platform can make a huge difference.
Great advice, Lisa. Thanks for listening, everyone.